the 33rd Wednesday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. Jesus was now near Jerusalem, and the people with him thought that God's reign was about to appear. So as they were listening to him, Jesus went on to tell them a parable. He said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant place to have himself appointed king of his own people, after which he would return. Before he left, he summoned 10 of his servants and gave them 10 pounds. He said, 'Put this money to work until I get back.' But his compatriots, who disliked him, sent a delegation after him with this message: 'We do not want this man to be our king.' He returned, however, appointed as king. At once he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money, to find out what profit each had made. The first came in and reported, 'Sir, your pound has earned 10 more. The master replied, "Well done, my good servant. Since you have proved yourself capable in a small matter, I can trust you to take charge of 10 cities. The second reported, "Sir, your pound earned 5 more pounds. The master replied, "Right, take charge of 5 cities. The third came in and said, "Sir, here is your money, which I hid for safekeeping. I was afraid of you, for you are an exacting person. You take up what you did not lay down, and you reap what you did not sow." The master replied, "You worthless servant, I will judge you by your own words. So you knew I was an exacting person, taking up what I did not lay down, and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money on loan, so that when I got back, I could have collected it with interest?" Then the master said to those standing by, "Take from him that pound, and give it to the one with 10 pounds. They objected, "But sir, he already has 10. "I tell you, everyone who has will be given more, but from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for my enemies, who did not want me to be king, bring them in and execute them right here in my presence." So Jesus spoke, and he went on ahead of them on his way to Jerusalem. The commentary today is from Father Pere Sunyer I Puig from Barcelona in Catalonia. Today the Gospel tells us the parable of the pounds and the talents, an amount of money that a nobleman gives out to his servants before leaving for a far country. First, let us pay attention to the occasion that brought about Jesus' parable. He was getting near Jerusalem, where he was to face his passion and his subsequent resurrection. The disciples, with him, thought that God's reign was about to appear. Under these circumstances, Jesus offers us this parable. With it, he teaches us that we have to put the gifts and qualities he has given each one of us to work. They are not ours for us to do whatever we want with them. He has given them to us in trust so that we can yield a return. Those who had yielded a profit from the pounds were more or less praised and rewarded by their Lord. It was for the loafer servant who kept the monies in safekeeping without getting any payoff to get the blame and to be punished. We Christians must, naturally, wait for our Lord Jesus' return. But if we want the meeting to be friendly and agreeable, we must meet both of the following two conditions. The first one is for us to avoid any unhealthy curiosity to know the timing of the Lord's solemn and victorious return. He will come, he says, somewhere else, when we least expect it. So, quit worrying about that. Let us wait with hope, but with a hope without any unhealthy curiosity. The second condition is that we waste no time. waiting for this meeting and joyous end cannot be taken as a reason for not seriously looking at the present moment, because the joy and enjoyment of the final gathering will precisely be the better depending upon each one's contribution in our present life to the cause of the kingdom of God. And we shall not miss here either Jesus' grave warning to those rebelling against him: "As for my enemies who did not want for me to be king, bring them in and execute them here, right in my presence."